This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As several other states look back on old unsolved murders in search of possible links to that recent serial killing arrest on Long Island, New York.
CBS News has learned investigators believe one of the young women allegedly murdered by Rex Huerman was killed in his house in Massapequa Park on Long Island. Huerman shared the home with his wife and two adult children. Investigators believe they were away when the murder was allegedly committed.
CBS News correspondent Wendy Gillette near Tulsa. Police have found four bodies, a mother and three children. One of the possibilities they are checking, murder-suicide. On the Weather Watch, that huge heat dome over much of the country.
The biggest concern right now is what's known as heat stroke. It can be deadly. It's when your body temperature exceeds 103 degrees. Symptoms include nausea. In worst cases, confusion and loss of consciousness. Officials are saying if you experience any of those symptoms, to call 911 immediately.
CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti in Phoenix, which has been at 110 or higher for some 3 weeks. Meantime, up north, as Minnesota's drought worsens, water restrictions could be coming. Richard Rowland is with St. Paul Water Services, says a good rain would help, but
in the event that does not happen, we're ready to commence to the next step and seeking cooperation with our customers.
In Eastern Europe, Poland is moving military formations from the west to the eastern part of the country due to possible threats related to the Russian mercenary Wagner Group's presence in neighboring Belarus. In sports, rejoicing in and around Washington, D.C., the NFL Commanders are sold to a new big money ownership group, ending a quarter century of Dan Snyder.
We're excited. It's going to be a great season and a great future.
I hope it's a return to greatness.
We know we might not make the Super Bowl next year, although maybe we got a great defense.
The Teamsters will resume contract negotiations with United Parcel next week. Talks broke down about 2 weeks ago as both sides walked away from talks, blaming each other. Efren Esparza is a UPS worker in L.A.
We're not asking for the whole turkey. We're just asking for a turkey leg. We want to see that at that dinner table. We help put that turkey on that table. Give us a seat. That's it.
A South Florida jury reached a pretty quick verdict in the case of a little girl who was burned by a McNugget. CBS's Jen Clark with that.
The Broward County jury took only 2 hours to deliberate, but the $800,000 ruling was much less than the $15 million the family had asked for. The girl's parents sued the local McDonald's as well as the franchise owner, claiming that they were served an unreasonably hot McNugget. The girl dropped the 200-degree nugget in her lap in the backseat of her mom's car, which resulted in second-degree burns on her leg.
Asian and Pacific markets are mixed. Futures markets in this country are slightly higher. Dow futures now up about 50 points. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
RPG came military through the veterans. Belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the project, Lincoln Project, that is, that this is authoritarianism and the early, as Matt Flynn likes to say, the little cat's feet of fascism creeping in.
And the next time I see Scott Walker tweeting about Ronald Reagan taught us, there's never been a bigger bunch of balderdash ever perpetrated on people.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back and the phone got picked up and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Who's the most fun to drink with of the Republican lawmakers? Todd Albaugh did decide to text us who's fun to get a drink with in the GOP.
Fantastic.
Todd also confirmed that Robin Voss has virtually no sense of humor.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Should we eliminate income taxes for retirees? What impact would this have on your life? 844-967-2789. Should we eliminate income taxes for people who are 67 and older? I would love to hear from you as far as what benefits it would have for you personally, but also, I guess, the bigger economic reason we should or should not do this, because there, as of this week, there has been a new proposal that promises to do just that. And we briefly touched on it yesterday during Greg's roundup, and I had seen the article, and then I went back and read it, and you know, it's not something that on its face I'm like, no, this is, we shouldn't do this. I don't know if it does exactly what it says it will, because, well, here, we'll just back up a little bit in, before we get into it a little bit. Jane Matinere, you're much closer to retirement age than I am.
That's
and
true.
So is this something that you would be in favor of?
Well, I have not looked that deeply into it.
Okay.
But of course, when someone tells you, well, we're gonna lower your taxes because you're old, that doesn't seem bad to me. but
like, I don't hate that.
I don't hate that. Honestly. But when we're talking about what you earn, you know, how much you earn and who gets the most savings and things like that, I guess I'm still murky on those details.
Yeah. So would love to hear from you. I guess just on its face, I will get into some of the details that have been released so far. But would love to hear your thoughts on whether or not Wisconsin should eliminate income taxes for retirees. And, you know, I think we have a fair amount of people who listen to the show live who maybe are already retired. So would love to hear from you as far as how much of an impact this would have for you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. But basically, more of the details are that two Republican lawmakers released a proposal on Monday that would eliminate nearly all state taxes on retirement income for Wisconsin residents. So the two authors are Representative David Steffen of Green Bay and Senator Rachel Cabral Guevara of Appleton. And it's basically a new optional retirement income tax exemptions for taxpayers 67 or older. Individual filers would be exempt from paying taxes on the first 100,000 of their annual retirement income, while married and joint filers would see a tax exemption for the first 150,000. So like if you have a massive 401k that I guess you're making more than that per year, you still would have, you would still pay some taxes, but it was on that first 100,000 or 150,000 that would be exempt. And so it's basically tax exemptions for IRAs, 401k plans, 403b plans, pensions, as well as other qualified retirement plans under federal tax codes. And so it should be noted that income is already exempt, like Social Security and military earnings are already exempt from income taxes in Wisconsin. So, and that that would, in this bill, those would not go towards the earning caps established in the proposal. So it's basically what you're paying with the taxes you're paying on your IRAs and 401ks and everything like that as of right now. And so, you know, the arguments for this are, in, according to the two authors, is that it would retain Wisconsin retirees by bringing the state in line with neighbors. I guess Illinois, Iowa, and Pennsylvania also don't tax retirement incomes from these retirement plans.
Okay.
And that part I totally get. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'm less clear on the direct line between their other argument in, is that this would attract new employees.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. So in 35 years, when you're done working, you'll get a break.
Yeah. And it, like, it's like, why wouldn't you just move to a, like, once you're done working, what would stop you from just moving to a place that already has one of these things if that was the motivator versus I'm going to move there now for a benefit 20 or 30 years from now?
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing that I'm kind of like, well, I don't see the connection there, but I certainly think this is a good thing for retirees. And I don't know. I don't hate it.
it's almost hard to say that, isn't it? It's, I don't hate a proposal. It's amazing. it's kind of amazing. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Paul from Kenosha is joining us. Good morning, Paul. What do you think?
Hi. I really question the logic of it because, you know, you could spin various hypotheticals like, what if the population suddenly becomes significantly seniorized because industries are moving south and whatnot? Then are you now having very little state income because you're not charging people who are retired, where you then have to make that up with, say, a sales tax, which is a very punitive, regressive tax? And also, I think you already touched on some of it, too. There needs to be kind of like a means test in there where it's like, okay, if you're making over $100,000, that's a ton of retirement income.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, so to exclude that first portion, I mean, half your population doesn't, you know, or more, does not even make $100,000, and they all have to pay income tax. So why wouldn't you have someone who's making a six-figure income pay some degree of income tax on that?
No, it's a really good point. Thanks so much for the call, Paul. And I he brings up a point that I'm still hesitant to bring up, but we're going to go there because I don't want this to come off as callous, but we already have a disproportionate aging population compared to other states. The country as a whole has it. Yes. Like the country as a whole has an aging population, and our ratio of retirees to working people is quickly declining. Right. And so I'm saying this as someone who, you know, people who are 67 and older, those are our parents, those are our grandparents. We love them very dearly. But from an economic standpoint, what is the argument for wanting like a robust retiring population? Because to me, if we incentivize people who are retiring or who are retirement age to live here, and we don't have aggressive policies to have working age people live here, that feels like a disaster waiting to happen when it comes to our healthcare system and our like service, like our elderly care service, which is already
a mess.
And so like, if we don't have people and systems in place to take care of an aging population, is it a great idea to necessarily incentivize a growing or retaining that aging population?
Are you old and sick? Come to Wisconsin.
Yeah. We can't promise we can take care of you, exactly. But you don't have to pay taxes.
Well, you don't have to pay. Exactly. So there's the perk. Might be living, and you might be staying under a bridge, but you know, it'll be a bridge.
Well, and so that's kind of what I see is this. And I think the quote from the Journal Sentinel article that talked about this is talking about how much people who are retired, you know, they spend money on restaurants or housing or in their community. And by keeping these retirees in Wisconsin, we will see an economic benefit, which is sure. But that's an argument for population period, right? Like, sure. It's not, I don't know if people who are retired spend a disproportionate, like more of their income on spending it in their communities than any of us do when we're going to restaurants and going to theater and doing just living our lives, right?
Well, I get the feeling that they have this image of this 67 to 71 year old person looks like the Golden Bachelor.
Yes.
That's who they're shooting for. And that's who they think we're going to attract with this. Not the actual 67 or 71 year old who has pre-existing conditions, who needs care, who may need hospice ultimately. And so I think there's a lot to work out yet on this.
And maybe, and we got a comment on the YouTube live stream from Michael Hitpass. He comments a lot. I don't know if I pronounce his last name correctly, though. He says $100,000 is too high. Most people don't make $100,000 while they're working, much Seriously. Less in retirement.
Seriously.
So maybe the goalpost is not correct right now, as far as, especially if it's already your Social Security and military earnings and stuff like that's already not being taxed. I'm so far away from retirement that, like, I don't know what people are typically making, like, once they're taking payments out and from their plans and plus with Social Security, plus whatever investments, and like what the average retired person, what their budget looks like every month.
Right.
So that's why I would love to hear from people who, you know, maybe are already retired or are much closer to it than obviously I am, of how would this impact you? 844-967-2789. You know, especially for people who are snowbirds who are, you know, thinking about leaving and leaving Wisconsin. Like, does this change anything? But also the bigger question of, without being callous, but is it good for an economy to attract and retain an aging population without having a plan to have people there to take care of them?
That's not callous.
Is that not offensive? Okay. I'm just making sure. I'm not trying to be ageist here.
I would tell you.
Thank you, Jane. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep the conversation going, take your calls and your text messages, and give away two more Brewers tickets. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Boss's number all the time?
He needs to hear from us. He needs to know.
It's 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
Write it down. 608-237-9163. Call now.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Because I joined last night and I'm hopeful. Wow. I'm hopeful that it is more fun than Twitter has been lately, because Twitter has not been that fun lately.
I do wish it weren't those two.
I know. It's a weird thing to be cheering for Mark Zuckerberg right now.
I'm choosing between the Joker and the Penguin. This is not a winning solution.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, nice and quiet overnight. The low 56 with light and variable winds. Skies will turn partly sunny on Friday. There may be a storm or two in the afternoon. We'll top out near 84 degrees. Any of those storms will come to an end Friday night. A better chance heading into Saturday. Right now it's 58.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
3, 4, 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Mattinair, and we are having the discussion about a new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature that would make basically your retirement plans tax-free for people who are 67 or older. And getting your thoughts on whether or not this is a good idea, if it's a good idea for the economy, if it's a good idea for you personally, 844-967-2789. And we want to make sure that we get to your text and your calls. But before we do that, we do have two more tickets for the Brewers that we're giving away. And so I want to set that up as well. The tickets are for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And a reminder that you can always hear the Brewers by tuning into Civic Media's flagship Brewer station, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM throughout the Fox Valley. And you can also catch the Brewers on WRCE News from the Center in Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. So at the end of this segment, I will give the next trivia question. It's about the Braves. So get your fingers ready.
And your Google fingers ready
as well. So we will give that away in the next 6 minutes. But do we have a call?
We do.
About the topic at hand?
We do. 844-967-2789. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. What do you think about this proposal?
Good morning. The conspiracy theorist in me thinks it's a good way for the Republican Party to gin up the base. If you start to turn the state into Florida, okay, the one of the earlier callers was right on as far as the tax base. You know, if you have these retirees and they're knocking down serious money on retirement, they're not going to be paying the taxes. That money has to come from someplace. Property tax bills, well, that's not going to fly. So now you're going to go to maybe wheel tax, but for sure sales tax, and that's going to hurt a lot of folks that are down at the low end. I just retired. I'm going to be 68. I have 50 years of labor hard in, and so I'm just doing Social Security and my small city of Milwaukee pension, and I don't pay taxes. So this bill to me is transparent. It doesn't matter. I don't make $100,000 a year. And so all they're going to do is bring folks in that don't want to pay taxes. They aren't going to vote for people that want to improve infrastructure, education, mass transit, those things that really are going to make the state stand up proud. No, they're going to want to be in their fishing boats and in their, you know, leisurely deck sipping Mai Tais and not spending any tax money, right? That's my thought. It may sound conspiracy slighted, but it's pretty obvious.
We have a text that kind of goes along with what you just said, Rob, too. If you want to check in, thanks a lot, Rob. 844-967-2789 from the 414. As a retiree, I obviously don't have a problem paying less in taxes, but I wonder if this isn't pandering to a group that has voted strongly Republican and is now starting to realize that Republicans really aren't working for them and considering alternatives. It may sound like I don't trust Republicans. Yeah, you got that right.
That's super interesting. I mean, it's interesting to have people who are retired, exactly, both Rob and the texter, be like, well, this doesn't really affect me.
It's like the Republican tax cut for the wealthiest people. This is a break for rich people.
This is a break for people who are retired, who've planned well.
Yes, or inherited well.
That is also true. Because it's interesting. Simultaneously, I knew that I wanted to talk about this, but I saw in Axios poll out of how many people feel like younger people feel like retirement is just out of reach.
Never going to happen.
And so this was a survey conducted this month. And so 80% of respondents agreed that the point of working hard your adult life is to have a nice retirement. But only 49% said they feel like they're getting by and they feel like they're just getting by and unable to save for retirement. And I mean, I've seen numbers for people who are like my age, like you should be expected to have at least $2 million saved by the time I retire, by the time like I'm 60 in my 60s, late 60s, that like Mike and I should be preparing, if not more than that, to have like $1 to $2 million saved.
Wow. How are you at saving, my friend?
We're getting there. I would say, like, for me, I am back on course. Like, I did really well in my 20s in saving when I was working in tech and making money.
Yep.
And then for about 4 years when I was like, I want to be a content creator.
Yeah, let's do that.
and trying to work my way into figuring out what that actually meant, I was certainly not saving and just making enough to, like, pay my bills.
Yep.
And now with a steady job, like I'm back to the point where I'm doing pretty well at saving 10% of everything I make.
Good for you.
Which is great. But I'm also, you know, like, I don't know if that's enough to have $1 million 30 years from now.
Much less 2 million.
Yeah. And so, you know, in reality, there is a lot of people who they just think of, they know they should, but it is not necessarily realistic based on how much they're making and how much cost of living is.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, before we go to break, I want to put out the trivia question. So if you know the answer to this, you can win tickets for Saturday night's Brewers game against the Atlanta Braves. This is the question. Many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee? So what city were the Braves in before they came to Milwaukee? 844-967-2789. If you know the answer, you got two tickets for you with your name on it for Saturday night's game against the Atlanta Braves at 6:15. This is As Goes Wisconsin. 'Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. A long police standoff near Tulsa ended with four found dead, a mother and three children. Murder-suicide, a possibility for police. The investigation of those long ago murders on Long Island, New York, that is expanding. Could the suspected serial killer be connected to other unsolved killings in New Jersey and South Carolina and Nevada?
Investigators are searching the property for evidence, and it's where they found a Chevy Avalanche, which may have been used in at least one of the three killings.
Correspondent Lilia Luciano in Arizona.
It's so hot this week.
The heat is going to make a big impact on recess and getting out of the classroom.
They're waiting for a cold wave to bring Arizona temperatures down to something like 100. After a quarter century of mostly failure and controversy, Washington, D.C. football fans are pretty ready to celebrate the change in ownership of the NFL team now known as the Commanders.
I've never been here for closing Constitution Avenue and having a ticker tape parade. This is the next best thing.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I want to go
outside, I want to be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And before we get to the headlines, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year, we are asking a trivia question for someone to win the Brewers tickets, two Brewers tickets for Saturday's game at 6:15 p.m. against the Atlanta Braves. And the question is, many of us know that the Braves were in Milwaukee before they were in Atlanta, but what city were they in before they were in Milwaukee?
844-967-2789 is the number. Tom from Mount Pleasant is joining us. Good morning, Tom. What is your answer?
And I didn't cheat, and I hope I'm right. Boston.
Boom! You did not cheat, and you were right. That is correct. The Braves were founded. The Braves were founded in Boston in 1871, as originally they were the Red Stockings, but by 1912 they were known as the Boston Braves. And then there you go. So good job! Congratulations. Who are you going to take to the game?
Well, thank you, thank you. And so my father played for the St. Louis Brown Stockings.
Oh, wow.
And that was originally, yep. So baseball is my life, 55 years.
Oh, that's really cool. Gosh. That is really that cool, Tom.
That is very cool. Well, yeah, that is correct. Do you have someone that you're going to take to the game this weekend?
Well, I'm going to have to spin the bottle, you know.
Well, I hope you enjoy. The tickets are they're on the club level. They are great seats. It's very easy to get concessions when you're on the club level. And so when you go, don't forget to take a picture, tag Civic Media, tag us if you can. But I hope you have a great time, Tom.
And don't hang up, Tom, okay? I got to get a little info from you, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Well, there you go. Yeah. So, they moved to Milwaukee in 1953, with a roster of star players like Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, and Warren Spahn. I don't know if I pronounced that right. The Milwaukee Braves won the World Series in 1957. Despite the team's success, fan attendance declined and the club owners moved the team to Atlanta, Georgia in 1966, where they obviously have been ever since. So that congratulations to Tom. But moving on to headlines for the day, the good, the bad, and the interview of the year. So the good, Governor Evers, we've talked a lot about on this show, the move to for like the literacy issues that we have right now with our school-aged kids and the push to change our how our public schools are teaching reading to more of a phonics-based lesson plan. And as of this week, Governor Evers has signed a sweeping reading literacy bill into law. So this is from WPR. Reading instruction for Wisconsin's youngest students will be revamped under a new law signed by Tony Evers on, this was yesterday. So the state's going to spend $50 million to create a new literacy office, hire reading coaches, and shift away from what has been known as balanced literacy to a science of reading approach. And so we've had Alan Borsick on the show a fair amount to talk about this. I know Quentin Claibon we've talked about this with, but it's basically the difference of now being, the kids will now be taught with more of an emphasis on phonics. And that's more through teaching them how to sound out words and letters versus picture, like memorization and reading through pictures and word cues and context. And so I think this is a good thing. I mean, at least we're doing something. I've been kind of harping on the fact that it feels like when it comes to education, there's a lot of attention and prioritization on things that don't move the needle, like bathroom bills and, you know, what songs you can sing. And so this feels like something that actually is productive, and there's evidence as far as what could make the difference when it comes to reading and reading comprehension. So I think that this is a good thing. Now, the bad. So this is something that is budget related, which, you know, the budget has been signed into law. We're moving forward. There's, you know, it's done. And there was a lot of talk about the things that didn't make it into the budget as far as what was proposed for Tony Evers' proposal originally. You know, there was like 500 different things that right off the bat were cut. And we've talked a lot about how different the Tony Evers' proposal was compared to what the Republicans wanted to sign. And this one is something I don't quite understand why it didn't make it in. So, you know, Wisconsin is largely a state of small towns and cities. And we've talked a lot about the shared revenue bill, and that is, you know, that wasn't, was it was separate from the the budget, but it did get done. So there is more money that's going back to small communities, which is good. But, you know, Wisconsin's small communities could be getting more money from, like, there's billions of federal dollars allocated to infrastructure and renewable energy projects, like upgrading drinking water systems, which we know is a big deal because of PFAS across our state,
yeah.
Or like purchasing electric buses, or like there is a lot of money out there from like the infrastructure bill, but the but it takes applying for grants to get some of that money.
And that's a complicated process from what I understand.
I've never applied for a grant. And I think it's largely because I'm like, every time I've ever looked at an application, I'm going to like, this seems really hard. And like your imposter syndrome gets in there. You're like, I'm not going to do this.
But that's a job. Isn't grant writing a job?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. There is like at many nonprofits, like that is a job for a specific person, like knowing how to apply for these grants. And if you think about the amount of towns and villages that we have across the state that are, you know, population 5,000 people and less, let alone like 1,000 people and less, they don't necessarily have the resources to have someone dedicated to figuring out like the very like time consuming application process. So originally, and I don't know how this is like, I got this from Wisconsin Watch and this was only reported on recently, but in Tony Evers' proposal, he had a proposal in there for $960,000. So less than $1 million, less money than we are now giving the Packers to host the draft, which I'm in favor of, but I'm just saying to put into context of this is not that much money.
No.
And it was basically a creation of a 5-person resource team to help local governments identify and apply for federal and state grants. So it's basically the salaries for people who would help all these different towns,
these grant writers,
get money for projects in their towns. And it was just flat out rejected by the Joint Finance Committee. And with no, like, there's, and in it, there was no comment from any of the Republicans who rejected it of like, why?
Why?
And that just feels like most of these guys represent small towns or smaller towns that could benefit from a grant writing proposal team that like is a resource for the entire state to get access to funds that could help their communities. That's outside of, you know, the general fund for Wisconsin. And I'm just so confused as to why this isn't a thing, especially when there is a lot of money out there to be had. And
it's almost like they don't care about these smaller towns and villages. And I am curious why more people who live in these communities who need assistance from the state and the federal government aren't contacting their lawmakers with regularity.
Yeah.
And I know it's an endless frustration and you probably only even get to leave a voicemail if that, but that's the only way things are ever going to change is for people to speak up and talk to your electeds about what you want them to do, not what they want to do because they know better than you.
Yeah. But it just feels like an example of something that feels like it should be a no-brainer. It's like not, it was one, not that much money. Like the investment versus what the potential return on that, as far as paying 5 people to be an expert resource for towns across the state to then access more money for projects. Like, I just don't understand that calculus of like, nah. That doesn't seem like a good investment.
Yeah, too much. No, we're not going to spend that. That's fine.
But the $10 million for the RNC, which is now only $1 million, but you know, that was a better use of money. All right. Finally, interview of the year. Question mark. So from the same YouTuber who brought you the Kia Boys documentary, which has more than 6.8 million views on YouTube, comes a hard-hitting interview with none other than U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Ron Johnson talked to
indeed
this
Tommy G
filmmaker. Okay.
So I will give credit where credit is due. The Journal Sentinel did write this up, Bill Glauber and Lawrence Andrea, but I did hear this on Devil's Advocates yesterday. They were talking about this, and I was like, wait, what? So this is a guy, I have his YouTube up. So this is a guy, Tommy G, who on his YouTube says, I make the craziest documentaries on YouTube. He has 800,000 subscribers. And I think he came on a lot of people's radar last year when he made a YouTube video slash what he calls a documentary.
Not a documentary.
Of hanging out with Kia boys in Milwaukee.
Who are stealing cars.
And, you know, he did it. And it went mega viral. Like I said, it has like 6 million views. But I think specifically in Milwaukee, there was a lot of debate over the fact that here's this kid, despite all of the journalists that we are employed in the Milwaukee area, who got such access to these kids that is like wreaking havoc on the city, and how he got them to talk to him. And it was, you know, it was kind of a big deal as far as what he made with that. So now he's gone to DC in the attempt to investigate corruption in Washington, D.C., and it featured only one lawmaker, Ron Johnson.
Wow. Because
Ron Johnson was the only member of Congress who agreed to an interview.
Boy, Ron's looking for any outlet except for civic media, right?
I guess. Well, he used to go on the Devils, I guess, with some frequency.
Not anymore.
But it's a 20-minute documentary. We'll link it in today's show notes if you're interested. A lot of the questions are, you know, they're about Jeffrey Epstein. They're about who actually killed JFK.
Oh, okay.
Tapping into
hard-hitting.
Hard-hitting
current
stuff,
topics and issues.
And, you know, not surprisingly, Ron Johnson did say it's certainly possible that the government was involved in the JFK assassination, and that he is it's certainly very fishy about the death of Jeffrey Epstein, and that we should look into that more. And that, you know, he actually thinks that Robert F. Kennedy is a remarkable character, and they share a lot of views about the coronavirus pandemic. So
that's good to know.
There you go. Tommy G asking the hard questions of Ron Johnson on his new Investigating Corruption in Washington, D.C. documentary. All right. When we come back, three headlines and a lie. Jane, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. We'll be back in a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly clear skies, nice and quiet overnight. The low 56 with light and variable winds. Skies will turn partly sunny on Friday. There may be a storm or two in the afternoon. We'll top out near 84 degrees. Any of those storms will come to an end Friday night. A better chance heading into Saturday. Right now, it's 58.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
As Goes Wisconsin, I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. And we are going to play our weekly game of three headlines and a lie.
All right.
So three of these headlines are real and one is fake. So we're going to see if Jane can spout out the fake one. You are always welcome to play along at home and see if you know which one is real and which one is fake. So, Jane, are you ready?
Let's do it.
All right. So number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines.
So they go to the same.
I have no more information than that.
go to the same seaweed patch. Okay. Sea turtles have habits they follow for thousands of years.
Thousands of years. Okay. 3,000 years.
3,000 years. Okay.
All right. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Now, I know that there was a fish that was recently found, I think, in a pond in Florida that had human-like teeth. But this was some exotic animal, again, that some knucklehead released after they didn't want it in their fish tank anymore. So I'm okay. That's all right. That's the second one. I am not feeling solid on this today.
All right. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Okay.
I wonder how good his aim was.
Maybe it improved.
All right. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
These are tough. Usually I feel I have a better grasp on the news.
All right. I will read all four again.
All right.
Number one, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Number two, expect more fish with human-like teeth as a result of extreme heat waves.
Oh, freaky.
Number three. It's like I'm trying to imagine. Sometimes I've seen photoshops of like babies. And they give them like a full smile or like with real eyebrows, teeth. Like an adult's eyebrows. You're like, God, that looks weird. Number three, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms. And number four, virtual pet website Neopets plans $4 million comeback.
All right. I'm going with the sea turtles is the one that's true.
That is true. You're trying to guess the one that's fake.
Oh, rats. And here I thought I had it all locked up, Kristen. One of those.
So many times.
I know. I know. There's a lot going on in here.
I know.
Okay. Sea turtle is true. Wiz Khalifa is probably true. I'm going with the lie is the fish with the teeth.
Ding, 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 ding.
Really?
You got it right. Yes, that one is fake.
Wow.
The other three are real, though. But yeah, so no, you don't, at least for now. I would like to hear more about this other random story you found with a fish with human-like teeth.
Yeah, that was just freaky. I think it was in Florida. I'll see what I can find.
Of course it was in Florida.
Well, everything, right? Everything happens in Florida.
But yes, sea turtles have 3,000-year-old routines. Marine reptiles visit the same foraging grounds millennium after millennium. So there you go.
Oh, it was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma.
It was in Oklahoma, a pond in Oklahoma. Oh my God, Mom. I thought he was just being dramatic. Mom said in the, this is the neighborhood pond. We're used to catching bass or catfish. Nothing like human-like teeth. Charlie landed a pacu, a fish that is the cousin of the piranha and whose outsized teeth have struck fear in swimmers. It's a native of South America, but we're swimming in this pond in Oklahoma City.
Oh, they are really ugly.
Yes, they are very ugly. Except to other pacu, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're very attractive to other pacu, but
they really do look like like human teeth on the bottom. It's freaky.
Yeah. If you want to look it up, it's PACU, a pacu fish. Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
If I gotta, sorry, but call a spade a spade. All right. And then yes, indeed, Wiz Khalifa throws out first pitch at Pirates game while on shrooms.
Not a surprise.
Shroomed out throwing a baseball is crazy. that one is true. And then yes, Neopets, which I've never heard of, pet website Neopets is planning a comeback. Launched in 1999 by British developers, the site let users care for cartoon pets, chat, and play games. But after Viacom bought it for $160 million in 2005, the site failed to keep up with the times and many elements stopped working. Now, Neopets is promising a new era with $4 million of funding to remake the site and bring back 50 classic games on July 25th. Do you think they're going to bring it back Tamagotchis?
I don't think so.
That was probably, you probably never.
I was way too
that
old.
Was, I was you way, were way too old. For Tamagotchis.
Yeah, no.
But so there you go. So that is three headlines and a lie. And you nailed it.
I am really, it was tough. This week was tough. Like I said, I usually feel like I'm better plugged in into odd news, but some of those got away from me. So it was a good guess. It was a good guess.
It was a good guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's your daily reminder that indeed we are still doing Civic Media, our blood donation challenge. So as a reminder that all you have to do is sign up to donate blood anywhere in Wisconsin.
That's convenient for you.
That's convenient for you. Yep. Take a selfie of you donating blood. Post it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, using the hashtag CivicPints, and you get entered to win many prizes, either Milwaukee Brewers tickets. We have Wisconsin State Fair tickets. We have swag bags of Civic Media merch. But also you just get to be a good person and help out with the shortage, the massive, massive blood shortage that we have in Wisconsin right now. And do it for me, because I found out that I cannot donate blood while pregnant. And so
you're stand in for Kristen.
Stand in for me, because I would if I could, but I can't. So just a reminder, we've actually extended that into August, because fun fact, even though the FDA has changed guidelines for men who have sex with men to now be able to donate, some of the blood donation centers are a little behind on their questions that they need to ask. So that changes for the Red Cross on August 7th. So we're extending this so more people can be included. All right, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, public cervix announcement. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.